Welcome to another episode of The Brand Called You, a podcast and podcast show that brings you leadership lessons, knowledge, experience, and wisdom from hundreds of successful individuals from around the world. I am your host, Ashutosh Garg, and today I'm delighted to welcome a very, very accomplished woman from the US, Manisha M. Lard. Manisha, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Ashutosh, for giving me this opportunity.
Thank you. Manisha is the founder and executive director of Akhil Autism Foundation. She's the director of Akhil Health Foods. And in her earlier avatar, she spent 16 years in information technology with Siebel Systems, MetLife, and more. So Manisha, today we'll talk about your foundation. Tell me about this foundation and the reason to start it.
So Ashutosh, as the word, it says Akhil Autism Foundation. Mm-hmm. Akhil means the whole complete. Mm-hmm. And I'm so passionate about Akhil Autism Foundation. Mm-hmm. That I decided to quit my entire IT career and mm-hmm. dedicate our life mm-hmm. to Akhil, who is an inspiration behind Akhil mm-hmm. Autism Foundation. Mm-hmm. He has autism. And he came in our life 20 years back. Wow. We had no idea that universe had some different plans for us. Mm-hmm. So Akhil Autism Foundation is all about hope, mm-hmm. empowering families, and telling that, yes, it is possible. It is possible to make something which is impossible. And when somebody says no, you just need to go to your inner inside and ask and just do what is needed. Correct. So that's why we are here. And we do this through our four pillars, through education, through mm-hmm. treatment, research, and support. And the vision is to tell the individuals and families that they can live an independent and a meaningful, functional life.
Wonderful. So we'll come to your four pillars also. But tell me, what was your reaction as a parent, when you first realized that Akhil was autistic?
Autism is something we had never heard in our life. Okay. Mm-hmm. We just take the children and the normal development of the individuals so granted mm-hmm. that when I decided to take a break to enjoy the motherhood, I could see some of the red flags. Mm-hmm. And then I was let down by a lot of my friends and family members that you want him to crawl fast. You want him to talk, to stand fast. And it's a mother's expectation. Mm-hmm. And till first birthday, he was all growing normally, I would say. He mm-hmm. definitely, there were some red flags, mm-hmm. but he had a great eye contact. He was responding to his name. Mm-hmm. And right after his first birthday, he lost his eye contact. And he went into a rapid regression in less than 2 months. Mm-hmm. He stopped responding to his name. He lost his eye contact and he had tantrum tantrums, no mode of communication. And if you compare that with the other typical children who were growing in our same community, they were doing a lot of things much faster. Mm-hmm. And that's where we went to the doctor and they said, you go to a developmental pediatrician. Luckily, we got an appointment. Mm-hmm. I go to her and she just pulls a piece of paper and she asks me some questions. And then she tells me it is an autistic behavior.
Oh, okay.
And I heard artistic. Mm-hmm. I say, yeah, music runs in my family. So is it artistic? She said, no, it is autistic. Mm-hmm. And she just hands over me a pamphlet, a brochure of an old mm-hmm. man working in a grocery. And I had no idea to put two and two together. Mm-hmm. What is this person with a grocery person, old man connected mm-hmm. to my child with autism? Mm-hmm. So we had no clue what autism was. As we read about it, it was very sad and devastating. Mm-hmm. So the thought that our child is not going to lead a normal life, that was not easy.
Mm-hmm. I can understand. So, as you have built your foundation and taken your message out to so many parents, what have been some of your challenges?
The challenges first is, we need to first accept what autism is. Okay. There is no manual that you go and you read everything about autism, because back then in 2001, autism was 1 in 250. And now autism is 1 in 54.
Wow.
It's rapidly growing.
Mm-hmm.
And as I told you, there's no manual. Mm-hmm. So, and the mainstream community, the mainstream doesn't have a lot to offer. So the box is empty. Now the parents either have to go and either wait for some miracle to happen. So there are no miracles.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is a lot of hard work.
Mm-hmm.
You need to understand that individual. Autism is just a label. So you need to keep the label aside and need to understand, because autism is extremely complex. When you meet an individual, one individual with autism, you're meeting one individual of autism.
Correct.
So expecting something miracle is not a realistic expectation. You have to, it has to be going up the ladder. Make sure that the child is progressing. And what is needed, that's what we need to do.
Fascinating. Fascinating. And you know, you mentioned that 1 in 250 and now 1 in 54. What, and you've done so much work on this subject. What is the cause that this seems to be increasing so much?
We don't know.
Nobody knows. Okay. Okay.
Autism is an unknown cause. Mm. And it's, back then it was diagnosed on single piece of paper.
Mm.
Right now, if you'll go to a doctor, okay,
you will
single piece of paper, communication, behavior, and socialization. If you even have a one single tick, a child not communicating, a child is isolated and not interested in others and have some odd behaviors, you are on the autism spectrum.
Wow. So when I was reading about your foundation, Manisha, you know, I was also reading that, you know, there are a lot of emotional and financial hardships which families face when they're faced with such a challenge in their lives. First, tell me, what are some of these challenges? And then tell me, how is your foundation helping them?
Sure. So though, as I told you, Ashutosh, that the mainstream community, medical mainstream, doesn't have much to offer. So when you go to a doctor,
mm-hmm.
you hope that you're going to get some medicine and you're going to get better. When you don't have, the only thing you have is not FDA approved, experimental, evidence-based treatments,
mm-hmm.
which are either founded by parents or many professionals, and they say, my treatment works.
Mm-hmm.
So kids are diagnosed on piece of paper. Their treatment planning is also, assessment is also done through the papers, and tracking is also done through the papers. The biggest challenge the families have is insurance is not covering.
Okay.
Mm. And it can cost a family for the whole year, minimum $30,000 to $60,000.
Wow. Mm.
And one has to not only take a child to a therapy center, but educate oneself whether this is a fit for my child. And how would you know whether it's a fit for the child? Mm. Unless and until you try it.
Correct.
So many of the families, they tend to give up. And this is something which, and you have to be very persistent. So this is something which we are very persistent, and a belief system in yourself that whatever you're going to see from this, we're happy with it.
Very good.
So that's how we bring grants to the families. We bring in awareness of such programs, mm-hmm. and we collaborate with universities for more research, because a lot of organizations like us are underfunded. Mm-hmm. We are relying on donors, mm-hmm. because it's very hard to put something in a box for all these individuals, because every individual's box is different.
Very interesting. So, you know, you are in the US where the quality of care, the quality of understanding, yes. is significantly higher.
Absolutely.
I'm sure you've done work on similar challenges in India as well. Help me understand for our viewers and listeners, how different are challenges in India and what can be done here?
So we started Akhil Autism Foundation when Akhil was 7 years old. And the main reason was, how can we help families back in India? Back then, we didn't have so many resources. We didn't have so many doctors. And we had the Akhil Health Foods going on just to get the supplements started, because the children with autism, their behaviors are coming from, might be coming from their gut or from their medical issues. Mm-hmm. And to treat that, you require a diet. They need to go on a specific diet and they need to go through certain dietary supplements, which were not available in India. So first thing, through Akhil Health Foods, we started making that available. And then we realized that there's not much of an awareness. Doctors need to be educated. So in 2009, as soon as we launched our foundation, we got the first open-minded biomedical doctor trained in Delhi. And then he started a first line of treatment, very first line of treatment. These are vitamin shots, which are compounded by very specific pharmacies in US. We opened those doorways to the families. And now we have, I think, more than 2,000 families who have got access to this resource. They can just go to the local doctor, get a prescription to us, and through a foundation, we make it happen.
Wow. So moving on, Manisha, and talking about your foundation, you a few minutes back had spoken about your programs for autism, which are educate, treat, research, and support. Tell me about these and if possible, share one or two examples of your successes.
Sure. So, you know, when we understood, as I told you, there's nothing, there's no manual about autism, okay? And there's a perspective how you see the autism. Autism is a label and there are three categories: communication, behavior, socialization. Now, one has to understand, where are these behaviors coming from? Are these behaviors coming from medical issues? So you have to have a shift in your thinking of autism. So first thing we learned from our personal experience that let's treat this as a medical disorder. Okay. So you go to a doctor, go to the open-minded doctor who are treating these individuals holistically rather than just bringing a bag of medications and trying, let's try this. So that's the first thing we got understood. Until 11 years of Akhil's age, Akhil, in spite of doing all the biomedical intervention, you name it and we have done it. Mm-hmm. He was still non-verbal. Mm-hmm. Very few words. He was extremely hyper, with some aggression, with some aggressive behaviors, frustration. And we were told he doesn't know his numbers, he doesn't know his colors, he doesn't know his letters. And at the age of 11, he broke his silence through an iPad.
Okay.
And we got our Akhil.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So he made statements that by typing that I think in pictures, my body doesn't give me instructions to my brain.
Mm-hmm.
So we started understanding, why is he behaving like this? He, in fact, made a very challenging statement.
Okay.
Because that time the school brought us a concept of mind and body disconnect.
Mm-hmm.
And he says he typed that I cannot see my body in my mind.
Wow.
So that was very fascinating. Now, how to get this connected? Mm-hmm. And then we brought another piece of puzzle where how can we get this entire sensory system and motor system connected into his through reflexes. And these are the treatments. These are the programs. These are the education. Mm-hmm. So it starts with awareness. It really takes us 3 years for us to tell the family something out there is here. It is there.
Mm-hmm.
Second is, even spite, in fact, they still want to do it. We can give them grants for education, but getting the treatment done, is not everybody can. Because everybody wants, a lot of them want, you know, say, many of them, they want quick results.
Correct.
That is extremely hard. You really have to work very hard. And in spite of this, we had to bring another communication piece program into picture, which was created by a mother back in India.
Mm-hmm.
And her son is a adult son, is an author now, being completely nonverbal. Okay. He's an author.
Mm-hmm.
And that goes with our son Akhil, who, mm-hmm. being minimally verbal, mm-hmm. is 20 years old now and is a freshman at Rowan College. And he is taking an associate science degree with an aspiration to go into plant medicine.
Incredible.
Because he connects the plants to the solar system. So this is a very unique, gifted mind.
Correct.
To the point that Dr. Deepak Chopra visited our house and named him a genius.
Wow.
So our tables were turned now. We were on this side of autism. And we don't know what to do.
How amazing. And I think a lot of this credit probably goes to you and your husband,
yes,
who have, yes, you know, who have really given everything possible to Akhil. But, you know, Manisha, I would love to understand, you know, you mentioned about the incredible journey Akhil has had, and Deepak Chopra has said that he's a genius. What has gone into helping him achieve what he wants? And what do you see the future like?
The first thing, you have to accept the way he is.
Correct.
It took 16 years for me as a mother to understand it's not about fixing Akhil anymore. It's my transformation journey.
Correct. Well said.
That what brought me to ease. The guilt factor, or that I'm not doing this. I have to do this. I have to find it. I have to learn myself. I have to make sure they're doing it correctly, and everything has to be implemented. Everything was that, like, if I don't do it, but now I'm at ease because I pulled myself out of it. Because the more I transform myself, the more Akhil gets better.
So that's a very powerful message you're giving to all parents, isn't it?
Yes, yes. And of course, I had to quit my entire IT career. I had no regrets about it, because the biggest success for me is, like, we've got our Akhil back. He's happy and he's able to express himself, even though he's expressing more with his mama and less with his papa, but still he's finding his ways to adapt himself. So when it comes to autism, two people have to play, the society has to play a role and families have to play a role. And a child has to understand that I have to follow the rules of the society. And society has to understand that we have to tweak some of the rules for these individuals. They are not going to do the dance as they are expecting them to do the dance. They are unique. They are different. You have to accept them. And it's our job to tell both the parties, you need to come to some kind of agreement.
How nice. How nice. So one more question on autism before I move to Akhil Foods. You mentioned that autism could be because of a bug in the stomach or something else. Is this something that is curable? And if not, what would your advice be to parents who are facing this challenge like you did 20 years ago?
So there is nothing to cure in autism. We don't know what are those. Everybody is like putting things in a dart, in like a dart, you know, let's try this, let's try this. First and most, okay, autism is a label. And yes, it has a huge psychological component to it, but you need to find a doorway how to go into this child's mind, or how to understand this individual, to understand that individual's world. If you need to create a unique communication method just for the child, hey, go ahead and create it. Go ahead and create it, because there is nothing ready-made out there for you. Well, it might be there, but it may not work. So you might need to create a unique, I always use the word soup. You need to create a unique soup in the kitchen, and you need to collect those ingredients, and you need to go into your inner self. Should I wait for a research to come? Should I wait for somebody to give me that money to make it happen? Or should I just go with whatever resources we have and make it happen? See, when there's a will, there's a way. That's what I believe.
I agree. I agree with you. Well said. So I'm now going to move to the next segment of our conversation, Manisha, which is about Akhil Health Foods. You said you started it when he was 7 years old, or something around that time, or before that. Yeah. Tell me a little bit about this venture, and what is so special about food for autistic children or adults?
Yeah, so all the individuals with autism, it is researched now that they do have gut issues. And a lot of the behaviors come from gut. Example, children are very picky eater. But if you put them on a certain diet, take the gluten out of their system, take the casein out of the system. And when you put them in a diet, you need to make sure these individuals also have malabsorption issues. And there are research papers. So they require these dietary supplements. So the dietary supplements which bodybuilders are taking back then, those kind of, not exactly, but those similar kind of lot of dietary supplements are needed for these individuals with autism. And we don't have them in India. And even if you have, and if you create them, we don't know what is the bioavailability and what reactions, because they really have to be tested. And here the companies are, they go through this testing, and that's what Akhil Health Food started doing. We started, parents started looking that we want to order this. Is there anybody in US can help us? And then we started this to help the families, and they would search us, and we would make those supplements available to them at the doorsteps.
And while this is available for people in the US, is this also available for people in other countries?
Yeah. So some of, let's say somebody, people will, they will become a distributor. They will start putting the stock. But as I told you, every individual's needs are so different. It's very hard to get that. So so that's the reason we didn't venture of going ahead and putting this shops there, because every parent's needs were very different.
Fascinating. So Manisha, I have time for two more questions for you.
Sure.
And I was trying to decide what to ask you. But my next question is that, given such an amazing career in IT, and then you've just given up to be a mother to Akhil and look after him and also spread the message about the challenges that you seem to be managing so well, from where you are today, what does success mean to Manisha?
We got our Akhil back. That is the biggest success. Nothing can beat that.
I can imagine. And I can see the happiness in your face and your eyes lighting up when you say, we got our Akhil back. Congratulations for the amazing amount of work you have done.
Thank you.
And my last question to you is that, how have you changed over the years?
So, this is so hard. I was very rigid in my mind, that it has to be done this way. I'm telling that's right. And not, that, and Akhil started mimicking that. And somebody made me realize that when Akhil walks out of your house, Akhil is trying to find that matching energy. Because I am closed, Akhil is closed. So when I opened up, Akhil opened up. So I had to, and Akhil would type so much of his internal thoughts. I didn't know what to do with this and where should I go. If I go to a doctor, they would put me on a medication or prescribe me something.
Right.
And then I started following, I started listening to Sadhguru. I mean, I never followed any such gurus or something. Somewhere I was not very comfortable with. But then when the way he started, used to talk, I said, wow, he just thinks like, Akhil thinks like him. And then I started my spiritual journey. And Akhil has put me on that transformation journey.
Incredible. Manisha, on that note, thank you so much. It has been such a privilege speaking to you. I mean, I'm really amazed at the passion that you have brought into making sure that you got your Akhil back. And I'm also amazed at how much passion you're bringing into Akhil Health Foods and wanting to give back to so many similar parents who are affected. But I really want to say thank you very much and wish you all success.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And I just want to end it here telling that we are working on a very interesting research opportunity with a leading university in US to bring in the digital transformation in the journey of autism. And that's my next goal. So I hope through your platform, if there are any companies with corporates and technology, if you want to want to join hands with us, then we are here.
Wonderful. I'm sure the message will go out to a lot of people. And when your platform is ready, we can talk again.
Sure. Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to The Brand Called You videocast and podcast, a platform that brings you knowledge, experience, and wisdom
of hundreds of successful individuals from around the world. Do visit our website, www.tbcy.in, to watch and listen to the stories of many more individuals. You can also follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Just search for the brand called You.